Utah grant program is aiming to incentivize farmers to optimize their water use. Historically, Utah agriculture has accounted for up to 80% of the state's water consumption, but its Agricultural Water Optimization Program is an initiative that uses state and federal funds to lower the financial barriers for ag producers to modernize and update their irrigation equipment. Program manager Hannah Fries says it covers half the cost of purchasing new, more efficient equipment. She explains that the Utah legislature and the federal government have allocated $276 million for the program and describes it as a step in the right direction, especially with agriculture being what she calls a non-negotiable.
It's essential to everything that we do in life. And so as we continue to use the scarce water that we have for agricultural purposes, this program allows our producers to be the best stewards of that precious resource. Our farmers are truly the first environmentalists.
Fries adds that the program boils down to helping farmers use the scarce water the state has to still be able to meet agricultural demands. She says it was only after capturing federal dollars from the American Rescue Plan Act that the program got a big shot in the arm. Fries says since 2019, the program continues to see increased interest, but has only been able to fund around half of the projects in the state. The 2025 application period is running now through February 28th. There's more at ag.utah.gov. Fries says the biggest requirement to be eligible for the program is that a project be directly tied to agricultural water use. She recognizes that irrigation needs across the state of Utah are diverse and they try to meet the needs of producers based on the region where they live.
We try to just be open to all of the different needs based on the region that the producers are in. The real hard stop is you got to have ag water to be able to participate. And other than that, we try to be accommodating with all the other projects.
Fries wants to remind folks that the program has committed hundreds of millions of government dollars to help optimize water use. She adds, while the state helps administer half of the cost of the infrastructure projects, the other half comes from the farmers themselves.
So if that doesn't say they are stepping up, they are here to help, they are at the table, and they understand the role that they play as we optimize water use in the West, I don't know what does.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.